The weather is cooling off, and that means it's maybe time to change up your wine.
Syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg. It's the wine. It's the wine. Getting to me already.
Yeah, he gave it to you a little early.
Let me try that again.
Yeah.
Syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg joins us live now. Hi, Scott.
Well, hi, Michelle.
Now you've learned you have to serve me wine after the segment, not before. All right. If we want to sound in the know, what do we call these wines you are recommending for the winter?
Chateauneuf du Pape.
Uh-huh. Oh, that sounds so fancy.
Chateauneuf du Pape. You know, with the weather warming up and cooling down and warming up and cooling down, these are the perfect wines for this time of year. They're absolutely spectacular. They're incredibly versatile. And I love these wines because there's a lot going on in them. And they really do go with not just a variety of moods and foods, but weather, too. So it's perfect for fall.
Okay. Well, where do you start?
Well, you know, we're going to stick our toe a little bit to the north of Chateauneuf du Pape with the 2013 Domaine de la Bastide's Côtes du Rhône. Again, the Côtes du Rhône region, just a little to the north of Chateauneuf du Pape. But you're going to find a beautiful wine with Shiraz, Grenache, Carignan, and Mourvèdre. This particular one's made without any oak aging, so you kind of get lower tannins and a lot of fruit in it, which I really like. Sense of cigar box, a little cedar, and dark cherries. Really pretty and fragrant. And then the mouth is just filled with delicious flavors. You get black currant and blueberry and blackberry and strawberry and, oh my, you know, a little leather and anise in there. For $12, this is a remarkable wine, really remarkable.
When it comes to buying a Chateauneuf du Pape, is that right?
Chateauneuf du Pape.
Oh, I've almost got this. Yep. Yep. Is there anything you need to watch out for when you're going to go pick one out?
You know, that's a great question because traditionally, because the appellation that they come from is so carefully controlled and so regulated, you probably can't really go wrong, particularly in a great vintage like 2011. So we have a couple 2011s to talk about. The only problem I would tell you is they get a little pricey. I know people in our area, you know, we want to go home, grab a bottle. We'd love to spend $12 to $15. The Chateauneufs are going to probably run you $50 and up. So more of a special occasion, but they're well worth the money.
All right. Well, you've got some in that $50 range. Where do you want to go there?
I do. The 2011 Pierre Usiglio Chateauneuf du Pape is one of the more affordable Chateauneuf du Papes, and I absolutely love it. Dark cherry fruit, black pepper, minerals on the nose, really, really well-rounded flavors. You got the black cherry and lavender and leather and a little bit of pepper that just coat the palate. And then you get this really full-bodied finish. If you're patient, and I'm not, and you want to put it down for a few years, it'd be great. But it's $55, so I'd probably drink it now.
Wow. All right.
One more. Give us one more.
I'm going to give you my favorite. It's a little outside the bell curve, but my perennial favorite's the classic 2011 Bocastel. This is just spectacular. Sense of sweet black fruit, violet, cedar. It's like smelling that cigar box when you first open it. It's just beautiful. Integrated flavors of the cherry and kirsch and tobacco and more eucalyptus and little smooth tannins. Lush finish. This is just a gorgeous wine all the way through. I'll tell you, it's $70 now, mm-hmm. but again, in 10 years, if you could really buy it now and just put it away and be patient, this would be a very special bottle to have.
Wow. That's like a nice investment bottle right there.
It is. All right. An investment to drink.
Scott, thanks so much. Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist with our Wine of the Week. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all Scott's wine recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.